Good. This is Detective Vicarious, Palm Beach Police. Calling you.
Hi. Yeah, I have a victim. You showed up here.
Okay.
So I'm friends with her if you would like to talk to her.
Okay. What I wanted to do was talk with you a little bit about what you had told me before. And if you could have just asked her to step away, step out of the room for a moment, just so we can talk in private.
Okay, yeah. I'm going into a room right now. Okay.
All right, I just heard your voicemail. It said that, you know, you weren't completely truthful with us in front of your parents. I just want you to go over everything with me again as to what transpired exactly.
I went there. I've been there, like, twice, and,
Back up for a second. You went there twice. Two times, right?
Yeah.
First time you went, what happened?
The first time I went... I fought with him both times, and I didn't accept the money. Well, actually, the first time I didn't accept the money, the second time I did, I don't know why, I guess I was just really scared, and I walked out of the house, and I was just like, I want to leave.
Okay, how did you get to Jeff's house? Drove.
Yeah, because I didn't know them.
Okay.
What did she do? She just sat there in the kitchen.
She sat in the kitchen?
Right.
Okay. Who brought you to Jeff?
This girl. Yeah, her name.
She took you where?
Upstairs.
Took you upstairs to a bedroom?
Yeah, to a bedroom. And I was like, I was freaked out. I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I was just like freaked out, and I was just like so scared, and I didn't like want to tell you guys offline because my parents were there, and I was just like, you know, like I just felt so uncomfortable. And like, if you would have come back again to my house, I probably wouldn't have told you the truth. That's why I wanted to call you.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you reaching out to me and talking to me, because during the investigation, obviously, we do find out other things. And
yeah.
We were there last night. We knew.
Yeah, I knew. I knew.
That happened, but
I knew, you know.
Push the issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go from there. Exactly what happened? That you went into the bedroom.
Yeah, and I massaged him. He tried touching me, and I fought with him.
Okay,
wait,
you're going way too fast.
Oh, sorry.
Was he in the room already when you went into the room?
No.
Okay. What did Sarah do when she led you to the room?
She, like, set up this, like, massage therapy bed.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called, but just, like, a little, like, thing, and she, like, set it up, and she left. Like, she was really nice. Like, I didn't know what to expect. Like, you know, so... but that's all that happened, and then he came up, and I was, like, shaking, really bad.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to expect. He didn't do anything for a while. Like, I didn't even think he was going to touch me. Like, I was like, okay, he's not going to touch me, and I was, like, praying to God he wouldn't touch me.
Okay.
And then, like, at the end, like...
Were you clothed, or were you in...
Yeah, I was, like, clothed, and then he tried to, like, touch me, like, tried to, like, tear off my shirt.
He tried to tear off your shirt?
Yeah, and I, like, fought with him. And I just walked downstairs, and I was like, okay, let's go. And I wanted to forget about it, and I just never thought about it again. I just, like, I've let it go.
Okay, but you went back.
I went back, like, a little bit again, and he tried, like, doing a little bit more. Like, I told him, I was like, don't touch me, just, like, don't touch me, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I fought with him again, and then I just left again. Like, I did the same thing, and then never went back.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that.
The second time it happened. Take you?
Yeah.
Okay. Took you the second time you went.
Mm-hmm.
And where was she during the second time that this happened?
They always wait downstairs.
Okay. And who brought you up? Brought you up again.
Mm-hmm.
Did she set up the room again while she was upstairs?
Supposedly she works for him.
Okay.
So that's, I guess, what she does.
Okay. Do you know her last name?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, all right. So then, after you were taken upstairs, was Jeff in the room already?
No, he wasn't in the room.
He wasn't in the room.
No. He's never in the room at first.
Okay. How does he come into the room?
He just walks right in. He just opens the door and he's like, "Hi, how are you?" And like he, like I felt like at first I never thought he would touch me because he takes like business calls and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like he just stays there, and I was like, I don't know. I always feel comfortable. Like I didn't think anything was gonna happen. I thought I was just gonna massage him, and like I just didn't think it was happening because he wouldn't touch me for a while. And I was like hoping he wouldn't do anything, but he was like taking business calls and everything like that. I was like, okay, you know.
Okay.
But when he tried, I just like freaked out.
Okay. When he came into the room, did he was he clothed or was he with a robe?
Yes.
Was he in a towel?
He was clothed.
He was dressed.
Mhm.
So then, how did you give him a massage if he was dressed?
Well, he went into this room and he put a towel around him.
Okay.
But there's another room in there, and he went into the room and he put a towel around his body, and I turned around, and like he laid down, and then he was covered. Like it was just his back showing.
Okay, so he was completely with a towel on at all times?
Yeah.
He never took off the towel?
No.
Okay. What were your expectations when you went upstairs? What were you told that you would have to do?
Just massage him and, like, just talk to him, like, just be friendly with him.
Okay. Did he ever bring out any kind of sex toys?
Oh, no. I would have been, like, out the door.
Okay.
Like, I was anyways. Like, I left and I was just like, you know, I'm going to leave. You know, I have fought with him.
Okay, so because I'm assuming that he's the one that set up this thing for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, did he ever tell you what you would have to do to get paid and how much?
The amount was, I heard, was always 200.
200 for the massage? No?
Yeah, that's the hurt.
Do you have any massage training?
Massage training? Honestly, I want to be a massage therapist when I get older.
Did he ever ask you your age?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
It was like over a year.
Over a year ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want this getting back to you because if she were to call me and to say, I mean, I just don't want this getting back. So is this conversation between me and you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I just don't want this getting out.
Okay. Don't you worry.
For her.
Don't you
okay.
worry. Okay.
But I have another victim in the other room.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yes, correct.
Okay. See,
you've already, I'm sure you guys have been here before. Could I talk to the other guy that came over my house?
That was me.
Okay.
My sergeant, George Frick.
Okay, yeah. I assume that you guys have already came over here?
Right.
Okay, well, she's here now with me,
okay.
So if you would love to talk to her.
Okay, well, let me just go over a few things with you here. The second time that you went, were you closed?
Yes. I was closed both times.
You never took off your clothes?
No, he tried, but I fought with him.
Okay. Were you in? Were you ever in your undergarments?
No.
No, you stayed
with
your clothes
on. I had my clothes on, yes.
Okay. Okay. When he tried to touch you, what area did he try to touch?
Like bottom and upper body.
Okay, your buttocks?
Yeah.
Did he touch your buttocks?
He tried to, and I pushed his hand away.
Okay.
I told him, I was like, no, I don't feel comfortable to not touch me.
Okay. Did he ever touch your breast area?
He tried to, and I did the same thing.
Okay. And did he ever touch you?
No, he never touched me anywhere down there.
Nowhere down there?
No. I would have done the same thing, or I would have walked out.
Okay. So there was no contact with the vagina area at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what other girls have done, but I know that a lot of girls are...
Well, it all depends on the girls, too, you know?
Yeah. And I'm not like that, you know? I can't believe I even did this, because I'm not like that. I don't know why I did. I just totally didn't expect anything like this to happen, you know? But I can be honest with you, I was very scared.
Okay. Do you know if he made any money by bringing you over?
I'm not sure if she did.
On both times?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if she made money.
Okay. Did he ever touch himself while you were massaging him?
No.
No. He touched himself in his
Not with me. He has, and I don't know if he's ever done that to other girls, but not with me.
Not with you? Never touched himself?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Didn't attempt to masturbate or anything?
No, not in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many other girls, and he has in front of other girls.
Right. No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, after you were done, what happened? When?
I went downstairs, and I just wanted to leave.
What was said, when you were leaving? Either by
nothing.
Him or by anyone?
Nothing, I was just like, bye. I left. That was it. I just wanted to leave. I felt so uncomfortable, I just don't want to stay there.
Okay. Okay. What did he tell you after the incident took place?
She asked me how it went, and I said I was very nervous and scared, and I just don't want to do this again, and that was like the second time too. Like I said both times, and after the second time, I was like, I'm never doing this again. I never did.
You never did, and that's when you stopped being friends.
Yeah, it wasn't right after I stopped being friends with her, but after that, but like I just didn't want to be friends with her. Like we just didn't hang out as much, and then I just totally stopped calling her, and that's been about like 7-8 months.
This is when this happened, 7-8 months ago?
Yeah, this happened like a year ago, but I stopped being friends with her like 7-8 months.
Okay.
So we were like still friends maybe like 2-3 months after that.
Okay.
But, I'm not friends with her anymore. I don't know Sarah anymore. Like, I don't talk to her. I don't know. Haven't heard about them in so long. So.
See, the problem I have with that is because she is underage, I can't reach out and just talk to her without her parental consent, without parents knowing that I'm talking to her. The parents don't need to be there if I'm talking to her. It's her choice.
That's fine. She'd rather meet up with you.
Okay.
Would you like to come here now?
Unfortunately, I'm not in that area right now, but I would like to talk to her.
Okay. She said that's fine. She works at 5 o'clock, though, every night, so if you can come tomorrow
before...
Where does
she work at?
She can't come here now. She works at CSA. We both work at this place, CSA. It's kind of like, what's the word, really? Telemarketing? Kind of like, not really like telemarketing. It's like charities and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like fundraising.
Oh, so you're the guys that call the house at night and say...
No, it's
support
not...
Support this thing, you want to support that thing?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not annoying. We're not annoying.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's like for fundraising, and like, you know, we just like get people and I like fundraising.
And they work every day at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's Monday through Friday. If you can meet up with her, like, during the weekday before 5.
What time does she get out of school?
She said she can meet up with you tomorrow morning before school. She doesn't go until 11.
She doesn't go until 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
School.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we all do because it's an LTM day for us. So.
Okay, what school does she go to? What time does she get out of school?
Yeah, what time do you get out of school tomorrow? I will
get out until 1.
She won't get out until 1.
Until 1.
1:55.
Okay, so let's say 2 o'clock. She gets out at 2.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Okay, so perhaps maybe after school?
Can it be after school?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, so where do you want to meet her?
Okay. Write down this number. I'll give you my cell phone number.
Yeah, what is that? What is it? Okay, what is it? Okay.
Okay.
And so right after school.
After this, they will never need to speak to me again, right?
If he talks to you, he won't need to speak to you again. You just tell him everything.
That's it. Just be truthful with me. Otherwise,
yeah,
I won't have
okay.
At all. Go back to the house type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Has everything you told me been true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you swear to God about that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just don't want to just came back to Haley or anything.
No, no. I've already already been interviewed.
What did she say?
I can't really tell you. But there are a lot of people that have been interviewed in this case.
Yeah.
So, but, you have not received any phone calls from anyone?
No.
And you have not received a phone call from
anyone? No, I haven't talked to her. She never used to call me. She used to call
Okay.
Yeah. She never even used to call me.
Okay.
So, I never talked to her on the phone.
Okay.
I only talked to her when I was there.
So, just to get this straight in my mind, when I approached you about working for Jeff, did you know that you were going to go over there for the purpose of giving a massage?
Yeah, I knew that, but I just didn't think it was going to be bad. Like, I didn't think anything was just really going to
Did she ever tell you might have to remove your clothing?
No.
Did she ever tell you that he might be touching you?
She said if he does try anything, just walk out and say, oh, you don't say that you don't feel comfortable out, she said, but she's like, if. So.
Okay. And did she tell you more or less how much you were going to make?
She said 100 to 200, but I guess it's that for every, yeah, it varies for every girl, I guess, I don't know.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's been such a long time, I don't even know, I haven't talked to them in for so long. I've never even talked to Jeffrey on the phone.
Okay.
She used to talk to him.
All right, I greatly appreciate it, and just, if you can have your mother give me a call tomorrow when she's out of school and we'll meet, I'll be out in that area.
Okay.
So then when she does get out of school, I'll be in that area already.
Okay, it's Carrie, right?
Joe Riccieri.
Joe Riccieri, okay. All right, thank you so much.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was a phone call to at time by my watch. Now it's 4:05 p.m. on the 4th of October of 2005.